And now it's time for Back Talk. That's where we hear from you. Editor Ahmad Omar is back with us once again. What's going on, Ahmad?
Hey, Michelle. We had a couple of conversations on air this week that are still going strong online. I want to mention one of them in particular. We talked a bit about a new law in California that lets transgender students pick which bathroom they want to go to, either the boys' or the girls' bathroom, based on which gender they identify with, not necessarily which gender they were born with. And we got this note from Andy Major in Syracuse, New York. He says, I wanted to particularly thank you for challenging the woman on the show about accommodating gender identification, who insisted that this was an agenda rather than parents and other concerned citizens wanting to provide a safe environment for all children. These kinds of statements are usually unchallenged.
Well, there were lots of different points of view about this issue and that conversation, including people who took the opposite view from Andy. And frankly, there were so many questions and comments that we decided to return to the issue next week. We've invited several of our guests with different perspectives to come back and answer some of the questions and comments that you've raised. So we hope that you will tune in next week for that. And you can also join the conversation online, of course.
All right, we've got another programming note as well, Michelle. We're going to be moving this segment, Back Talk, to Thursdays, and we want to hear from you. So send us your thoughts by email. We're tellmemore@npr.org. You can also leave comments on our website, npr.org/tellmemore.
And if you're more into social media, you can check us out on Facebook and Twitter as well. Our handle is @TellMeMoreNPR. And remember, at Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. So send us your thoughts, and you might hear them in Back Talk now on Thursdays or in one of our conversations throughout the week. Thanks, Ahmad.
Thank you.